仙台
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアイルランド出身のイーライと
カナダ出身のテシアです。
今月のテーマは新しい出会いを楽しもうです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
And my name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
Our topic for today is new beginnings. So, welcome to April. It is the month in Japan when the new school and working year begins, as well as when Japan's world-famous cherry trees begin to blossom. And so does the month of new beginnings for many people.March may have been a month of farewells, but on the flip side, April is a month where you're sure to make many new connections. What kind of things do you talk about with new people? Do you have any secrets to making the best of these new encounters? I'd like if we could talk a bit today about enjoying everything and anything new that we have coming up for us. So, the first question I have today is, well, the new working year has begun in Japan, so how is it shaping up for you, Tasha?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some new people coming into our departments this year, so I'm quite looking forward to getting to know more about them, mm-hmm. because I've been working with basically the same group of people for the past year and a half in Japan, mm-hmm. so I think it'll be a very nice change in pace to have some, you know, fresh ears and fresh eyes in, especially since, you know, when you work in translation, mm-hmm. It's good to have people who...aren't really used to, you know, doing things systematically to look at your translation for you, because they may be able to provide some valuable opinion. So I'm actually really excited for that. Of course, it's always bittersweet to say goodbye to people that you've worked alongside for like quite a long time. But I think, yeah, it's a necessary change in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of excitement on my part. What about you?
I mean, we're in the same workplace, so I suppose we're in the same boat in that regard. But...I mean, I've only been in Sendai now for half a year, so you're only really kind of getting to suss people out, like what their personalities are like outside of work and, you know, what they're like as people. And now you have to say goodbye to them. But there's always something exciting about, like, you know, new people coming. Because I think coming into a workplace, I didn't expect it to be quite as cyclical as it is in Japan, you know?
Right, it's like,
because the nature of our jobs, because we're both civil servants, it's...You know, we have huge shifts in the people we work with every single year.
Right.
You know, it's, I think even more so than a standard company.
Oh, definitely. And I think especially for public offices, like, you know, if it's a regular company, you can kind of go to the HR and like sniff around a bit, be like, hey, do you have any intel on who's getting moved where, or like, you know, who's going to be our next manager or something. But when you're in the city hall, there's so many people, like you don't really know who you need to talk to get the information. So everyone's just kind of like, you know,sitting there waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's definitely this, what's gonna happen type of, mysterious vibes going on. But well, now that it's over. So I think everyone's, you know, trying to start adjusting to a new place. So
when it comes to adjusting to a new place then, like when you're meeting new people or in the workplace or anything else, is there anything that you kind of keep in mind when you're like,you know, having those first conversations with, I don't know, your new boss, your new coworkers?
I try my best not to be awkward, which is really hard because I'm naturally a very awkward person.
So
I try to be as inoffensive as possible, if that makes sense. You know, even if, like, during the conversation, something really curious...Like, you know, they shared some very interesting information. I'll try to suppress that urge to kind of ask more about that. It's like, what do you mean by that? Because that's a really bad tendency that I think I personally have. If I hear something that I'm interested in, I try to get to the bottom of it. And that might sound like annoying or intimidating for people that you're not super close to.
So do you keep those kind of little questions and stuff in the back of your head until you feel like you can kind of...safely ask them then?
Yeah, so that's like, that's another thing. Like, I tend to remember the most useless detail about things. So once I got intrigued by something, it's just kind of living in my head rent-free, as the young people say.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will try to ask if it's a more sensitive question, when they're like a little drunk.
Okay.
At like nomikais, because that's usually when people are the most open about, you know, their personal affairs.
Yeah.
So when everyone's got a few drinks in, it's like, you know, you shimmy next to them and be like, hey, remember when you said that thing during the like beginning of the year? Yeah, tell me more about that. I want to know more.
I mean, I noticed that as well, just coming into Japan and working, it's like the conversations you have at the nomikai, they are very different to the ones you'll be having at work. And then going back to work after them, there was always a better atmosphere at work, I found.
Yeah.
I don't like to rely on alcohol for like socializing, and I don't want to promote that on this radio program either. But at the same time, you know, getting to talk to people in a much more relaxed environment, and then you kind of have a different image of them, that when you go into work, you kind of see them as more, you know, a kind of a comrade, you know, it's like, you know, you've seen them in another light, because like, you can kind of more relate to other people around you as kind of people and not just coworkers, which is really nice.
Well, I'm very curious, what's the most unhinged question you have ever been asked during nomikai?
Maybe because I'm still kind of new, they've been suppressing their urge to ask strange questions. But I haven't encountered anything too strange yet. No, they've been pretty good. I mean, I think the question that I got a lot in like the first few times, it's always, you know,
Hanarimashitaka. Yeah.
It's like, you hear that a lot. It's like, you know, are you used to it? Are you used to work yet?
Yeah.
Which is nice. I mean, it's nice, you hear it a lot, but it's nice to know they care, you know? It's like, because of course, I think there is an understanding that if you're a foreigner working here, it's like, there's a lot more to adjust to than, I guess, your standard Japanese person. So I'm always happy to hear that, you know? So yeah, nothing strange. Thank God.
Lucky.
Yeah. But I guess apart from like just new people as well, I think, you know, the start of the new working school year, it's time that, you know, you can get a chance to start new clubs, start new hobbies, things like that as well. So do you have any advice, I guess, for people that are starting anything new this year?
So depending on if you're the organizer, if you're just a participant, I guess it differs quite a bit. Because if you're the organizer, you want to make sure that you have most of the basics written down somewhere, and like instead of just having a fake idea in your head. Because I know like some people, they're like, oh, I want to do this something, and they just get onto doing it, but they don't really have this framework planned out. And when they have to get into the details later on, like, they just kind of don't know what they want to do. So I think if you're trying to start something big on your own, like if you're initiating that, then you want to at least have something tangible that's written out. So that would be the advice I'll give to people who are organizing. If you're participating in something, just like, you know, try your best to socialize, even if you're a little shy or you dread talking to new people. I understand that. I truthfully 100% understand that. But, you know, humans are social creatures, and we need to learn how to live in a society. So, you know, try your best. If you get nervous, then just be honest and tell them, hey, I might be a little awkward because I'm very nervous, but I'll get over that. Just, like, give me some time.
I mean, I can be quite a nervous person, especially if it's something that I'm not used to.
Right.
Or I'm not super, you know, 100% interested in, if it's, like, something that I have to do. But it's a first. That's quite terrifying for me. But once you can kind of identify with the people that you were doing the thing with, you know, they also have a joint interest. For example, like I'd be doing music with an Irish music circle in Sendai, and it's like they're all, you know, interested in Irish music, so that immediately becomes a really easy gateway to conversation. And it's like, but it's definitely hard if it's something completely new that you don't know a lot about or anything. But I think like one thing that I kind of keep in mind in those situations is like, if you don't know a lot about it, that's a great opportunity to just ask questions. Because a lot of the time, if you're starting a new interest and they've been doing it for a long time, they're probably super excited to share information with a newcomer. They're super excited to, you know, welcome new people in. So if you just go with like open curiosity, you know, if you don't feel self-conscious about not knowing anything, you don't feel self-conscious about, you know, being a complete beginner, and you just, you know, proactively ask questions, it's like most of the time you'll find that people are really welcoming. So I mean, like that's the strategy that I always go with when I'm first meeting new people, especially in those kind of hobby-based settings, is just be super curious. Like if you have a question in your head, like try to ask it straight away. As long as it's nothing that, I mean, like you said earlier, you think might be a bit too personal, that you might need to save till later. But those questions you can ask again with time, so.
That's true, yeah.
Are you starting anything yourself this year?
Mm. Nothing concrete yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to be more social because I'm really introverted and I have the bad tendency of just being satisfied with the amount of friends I have and mm-hmm. I end up only talking to like two people. And I've been told many times that that's like not really a great thing because you would want to mm-hmm. expand just your network in general, and especially because after I finish my term as a CIR, I would mm-hmm. like to work in translation, which, you know, requires a lot of networking. Mm-hmm. You want people to know that you have a good reputation, so when mm-hmm. like they need a translator, they're like, ah, yeah, that person will do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's something that I need to start actively being mindful of, to mm-hmm. go out and talk to people, and even if someone who I don't really want to talk to is talking to me, I need to like be more patient, mm-hmm. have more patience in dealing with strangers, mm-hmm. because sometimes I lack that, and so that's something that I like to work on, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not exactly something that's entirely brand new, but something I'd like to, you know, actively improve this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's one thing. What about you?
One thing that I did a lot in college that I haven't been doing since working is writing.
Right.
But I've started to force myself to write recently because it's something that I say that I love, and yet at the end of the day, the actual process is quite painstaking.
That's true, yeah.
But once you act like the sense of satisfaction when you've actually finished like a page or two of whatever you're writing, it's like, you know, it feels great. But getting to that stage requires a lot of self-motivating. I always get caught up with the fact that like, oh, because I do it in Japanese, and I haven't written in Japanese in a while. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's always easy to tell myself these excuses, like, oh, I just, you know, I'm not quite there yet. You know, I need to get this thing.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm kind of training to the phase where I'll start writing.
Right.
But if you keep that mindset, before I know it, I'm 65, and I'm like, oh, I'm still not ready to start writing. So I've kind of just, I'm trying to tell myself to shut up, basically. I'd be like, no, just write, you know. The first draft can be crap, it's fine, you know, it's all about, you know, revising it after that fact, but getting the thoughts and organizing them, putting them on paper first is the most important step, I think, so I've started doing that more, so on like my days off, I kind of shut myself in a cafe for like an hour or two,
right.
And I just write until my hand hurts, and then I go home, and it's awful, it's a terrible first draft, but it's something, you know, and even having that terrible first draft feels great compared to, not writing anything all the time myself, oh, I can do it if I just study more. So, I mean, I think that would be my advice, I think, for anyone starting anything new, is just get into it, you know? Preparing is really important, and getting the skills ready for something is important, but there's also a lot of value in just getting that first draft down.
Yeah.
Just to finish up, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a grant for projects by community organizations that are promoting international exchange, international cooperation, cross-cultural understanding, or multiculturalism. Anyone planning such a project, please get in touch. The second application phase for the 2024 grant runs from Wednesday the 1st until Friday the 31st of May. To be eligible for the grant, you must be a non-profit organization that is mainly active within Sendai City, and over half your membership must either live, work, or study in Sendai. The grant is also limited to projects that will be run during the period from July 2024 to March 2025, and the maximum amount available through the grant is 100,000 yen. Please note that the maximum amount available will differ based on the scale and running costs of the event. Those considering applying, please contact us through email at kokusaika@sendia-sendai.jp. That's kokusaika@sendia-sendai.jp. Or give us a call at 022-268-6260. Further details can also be found on Sentia's website. And that's all from us this month. Until next time.
Bye.